The Mishnah in Daf Lamazan Mabez brings down the din of Na'anuim, Beheicha Nuyum Na'am, Bada Hashem Tchila V'Saif. So I want to be mazel a little bit what the getter of this mitzvah of Na'anuim with the lulav is. So the Gemara asks, why is this Mishnah over here? What is this coming off? And the Gemara says this is really a hemshech of the first Mishnah we had where we said, Kol lulav shesh v'shosh t'fachim, mekidel l'nanem is kosher, that the shear of a lulav is four t'fachim because you need a tefach, kidel l'nanem. That's why the shear is four t'fachim. So the Biskarav asks, and the Rishonim really are bothered with this kasha, that why is it that the shir, the lulav, is nekva kafi, the din of Na'anuim? Right? The pashas holding Na'anuim is only the Rabbanim. The Raisa made by Agbe, Nafikbe. You pick up your lulav, you get to the mitzvah of Lakicha, you don't need to do anything more than that. Midarabanim, the Maisef, afterwards you should also be Menanea, the lulav. When it comes to the shir, the lulav, why would the Iker shir, the lulav, be Tali and the din of Na'anuim? Sounds like you're not even yet to the mitzvah of Natilas lulav if the lulav doesn't have four tfachim. L'chari, yeah, I could take a lulav with three tfachim, be'etz and mitzvah netila, and then if I need to, I could take another lulav to be menanea. But why would the ikar shir kviyatz of a lulav be nikfa kafi the din of Na'anuim, which is only an added mitzvah derabanan? And the Biskarav said that you see from Mir Chiddush, she says you could clear chakir in the din of Na'anuim. What exactly is the getter of Na'anuim? Is it the pshat that midaraisa there's a din lekicha, you just pick up your lulav, and then midarabanan they added on there's another mitzvah, you should also be menanea. It's a separate mitzvah. Or is the pshat that midarabanan they made the Na'anuim a chelik of the netila? They said that midarabanan you're not yet in netilas lulav unless you're neitel umenanea. The Na'anuim is a chelik of the mitzvah netila, and that's what's mashum the mitzvah of netila midarabanan. The Biskarav said you see from this din, like the second set, that's why the fourth tefach becomes a chelik of the shir the lulav. The shir the lulav is four tefach and mekedel l'na'aneh, because Na'anuim is a chelik of the netilah midarabanan, and therefore even to be yetz in the netilah, you have to have a lulav that has four tefachim. It's very meduik like this in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, and Halacha Tes. I'm sorry, Halacha Ches and Halacha Tes, that the Na'anuim is mamash a chelik of the mitzvah of netilah. And based upon this, those who bring down Mishem the Biskrav, Meshe Sternbach brings this down in Maidim Azmanim, should have a full Shlema. He says that the Biskrav was makbid that when you're Menanea, the Lulav, during Halal, that Lulav that you do the Na'anuim on should be the same Lulav that you made the Bracha. And you can't make a Bracha on one Lulav and then go ahead and be Menanea, a different Lulav, because Na'anuim is a Gemar of the Mitzvah Netila. So it's Roy that the Lulav, the Menanea, is that Lulav that made the Bracha on, because that is the beginning of the mitzvah netila, and then you're gemar with Na'anuim. Na'anuim is a gemar, the mitzvah netila. I don't know if that's makir, but the Avad b'chatchila he held that you should be menanea that same lulav that made the brachan. Al kapanim, this is the chiddush from the Biskarav, that the Na'anuim is a chelik of the netila. It's not stam a separate mitzvah. And we'll see as we go through the sugyas, there's kama v'kama rise to this yisayid from gemaras and from rishonim.